See. The whole man to be sanctified, the truth must sanctify the whole man, his mind, his thoughts, his heart, his strength. His vital powers will not be consumed upon his own lustful practices. These must be overcome, or they will overcome him. Clearing away the miasma of sin, sanctification, how many understand its full meaning? The mind is befogged by sensual malaria. The thoughts need purifying. What might not men and women have been had they realized that the treatment of the body has everything to do with the vigor and purity of mind and heart? The true Christian obtains an experience which brings holiness. He is without a spot of guilt upon the conscience, or a taint of corruption upon the soul. The spirituality of the law of God, with its limiting principles, is brought into his life. The light of truth irradiates his understanding. A glow of perfect love for the Redeemer clears away the miasma which has interposed between his soul and God. The will of God has become his will, pure, elevated, refined, and sanctified. His countenance reveals the light of heaven. His body is a fit temple for the Holy Spirit. Holiness adorns his character. God can commune with him, for soul and body are in harmony with God. His by creation and redemption, God would have us realize that he has a right to mind, soul, body, and spirit, to all that we possess. We are his by creation and by redemption. As our Creator, he claims our entire service. As our Redeemer, he has a claim of love as well as of right, of love without a parallel. This claim we should realize every moment of our existence. Before believers and unbelievers, we must constantly recognize our dependence upon God. Our bodies, our souls, our lives, are his, not only because they are his free gift, but because he constantly supplies us with his benefits, and gives us strength to use our faculties. By returning to him his own, by willingly laboring for him, we show that we recognize our dependence upon him. Jesus asks us to consecrate ourselves to him. He has placed signal honor upon the human race, for he says, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Shall we not, then, give to Christ that which he has died to redeem? If you will do this, he will quicken your conscience, renew your heart, sanctify your affections, purify your thoughts, and set all your powers at work for him. Every motive and every thought will be brought into captivity to Jesus Christ. Those who are sons of God will represent Christ in character. Their works will be perfumed by the infinite tenderness, compassion, love, and purity of the Son of God. And the more completely mind and body are yielded to the Holy Spirit, the greater will be the fragrance of our offering to him.